Hi guys, it's Adam speaking. It's been quite a while. I have been post podcast today. A few requests are coming from my friends, so I decided to continue with recording a podcast. Okay, today's topic that I want to discuss how to start with a bakery business. Okay, it's a very important subject. Of course, this is something that you can get a benefit of to having a good bakery as you are starting business. What first we need to do in order to start a bakery. Okay, I hope this podcast will give you an inside clue when you want to start your own bakery. Okay, first, to start your own bakery, most important part is that you need to do the feasibility study. What is feasibility study? There are so many kind of feasibility study. There is a financial feasibility study, there is a legal feasibility study, there is a government feasibility study. Okay, we're gonna look at the all three most important. Okay, let's look at the legal feasibility study. Okay, in the legal feasibility study, you have to check how much, what are the location you're gonna set up, and how much money raised to pay for the lawyers, the landowners, the contract, and what is it viable for your business. I'm not gonna more detail into legal feasibility study. I will mostly focusing on to business feasibility study, but just to highlight for you what are the requirements in there. And the government feasibility study, you have to obtain the permit. You need to obtain the permit, right? And how much it cost obtain the permit, and how long it takes, and how often you need to renew the permit. Okay, and what sort of product are you allowed to sell in your bakery? Okay, some bakery they like to sell pizza and the cakes and wedding cakes. Like here in Saudi Arabia, if you open a certain place bakery, you have to have certain setup, certain type of product you're only allowed to sell. Some bakery they're not allowed to dine in. Some bakery they're not allowed to dine out. Take out. So you have to look at all these feasibility study. Okay, and then when it comes to financial feasibility study is very important. That is, you look for location. Example, you look location where a lot of people gathering, right? And what sort of what kind of people are gathering there? Okay, and what sort of car they drive? Okay, what sort of food they eat, when they gather, the location price, how often people come to the location, do they have a car parking, and so on. There's so many in this list you need to look at to that. Okay. I will cover you that later on this podcast in that regards, what you need to raise the fund and all this stuff when it comes to financial feasibility study. Okay, and within the financial feasibility study, you also need to think about what sort of product you need to sell. Example, let's say you're planning to sell wedding cake, birthday cake, bread for breakfast, is a sliced bread, is a tea time cake, is a scone, is a macarons, or whatever stuff that your local people usually eat. Okay, so let's say you are planning to sell chocolate cake slice of chocolate cake. In this study, you have to understand how much one piece of chocolate cake you will sell to your customer. Okay, that's starting with the selling price, right? In order to understand the selling price of a cake, you need to understand the ingredient. What goes to the cake to make the cake, right? What do you need? You need a butter, you need chocolate, you need a flour, you need eggs, you need a labor cost. You also need the electric, the cost of electrics that you operate daily to make the cake. So once you calculate all these costs, example, the labor cost per hour, $2. Your ingredient cost, butter cost $1. All sugar, butter, chocolate, all in all, it's cost for you $9 to make a slice of a cake or whole cake. Then what you need to do is that you have to learn the operating, how much cost you need to operate. Is that your 25% cost or is it 30% cost? If your cost to operate your bakery costing you 35%, then what you need to do is 9 divided by operating cost. Let's say your operating cost is 29%. Okay, 29. Okay, 9 divided by 29, multiply that number by 100. Okay, when then you will get the price. So right now I do not have a calculator on my side. Let me look at the calculator from my computer. Sorry guys, the phone is ringing. One of my staff will answer the phone. Okay, let's say that a slice of cake, the labor cost and ingredient, everything costs you to make a cake and nine divided by 29 and then multiply by 100. So you get this $9 cost of the cake. You have to sell your customer 31 real. Sorry, again, I keep saying real because you know here in Saudi we use real. So, and if $9 of cake, you have to sell to $31 to have a profitable operation. Okay, so very important to you to do this formula and mathematics and understand the procedure of figuring out the cost. Okay, so it's very simple. You don't have to go all this formula to do that, but you can also multiply by the three, anything you buy. Example, you buy the chocolate, you buy everything to create a cakes and multiply by the whole cost price versus number 3 on 3.5 or 4, then you get actual selling price. This is a very good price to sell the and make a good profit out of it. Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna post on in more detail about how to do other part, how to look for what kind of machinery to start up you need, and when do you need what ingredient to for what you need. Example, you make bread, you need a dough mixer, right? The dough mixer attached with a hook and pedal. You can do the both cake and making dough. Right, all this little thing I'm gonna cover upcoming episode. Stay tuned. Alright guys, thank you very much for listening. If you have anything, you can also go ahead and check it out. Things on my Instagram and my Facebook page, Adam Shihab. Handle is Adam Shihab, AdamShihab. Both Instagram, both Facebook is the same username. Thank you and have a wonderful evening, and let me know if you got any inspiration from this podcast. I'm more than happy to answer any question you have. Thank you very much.